This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Unless you work as one of those like sort of camp counsellors and your job gets to involve rock climbing and abseiling and all fun outdoorsy stuff, we do spend a lot of time inside. So there's a Work with Nature initiative coming up. This month is really the focus for it. And Rich Gilmore joins us on the line. He's the country director. Good morning.
Morning, Laura.
This sounds like such a fun idea. So explain what Work with Nature is.
Well, Work with Nature is fun, as you said. It's free and it's easy. So, as you said, we spend a lot of time indoors. We spend a lot of time in our cars, in our offices, at home, on trains, and less time outdoors. And we're losing that connection with nature that makes us feel happy and productive at work. So what we're doing is we're asking Australians to register online at workwithnature.org.au and really simply just spend 1 hour during the week of April 18 to April 24, spending an hour outside doing their work.
I have a cactus on my desk. Would that count if I spent an hour, you know, with the cactus as outdoors?
You may be surprised, Dan, to find that actually it mightn't be as productive as being outside, but it will help. Any sort of contact with greenery, with nature, even a small number of plants in the office makes a difference.
Oh, wow.
But you just can't beat being outside.
You might just need to start watering your cactus, Daniel. I think that's necessary.
It's fine.
But, Rich, so tell us, what are the kind of benefits, I guess, of being outside? Like, yes, it makes us feel a little bit better and we kind of feel refreshed, but if I'm going to convince my boss to let me sit outside on my laptop as opposed to at my desk, how do I sell it to them?
Well, science is sort of starting to back up now the sort of things that we intuitively know. As you said, it makes you feel happier being outside. But it also makes you more productive. In terms of your energy levels, just being outside for 20 minutes has about the same effect on your sort of stimulation as a cup of coffee. We know that it improves mental energy, reduces stress levels, reduces your heart rate, you're more creative, you've got sharper thinking, you just feel better and work better when you've spent that time outside reconnecting with nature.
So here's a possible solution then. I'm about to start a job where it's a 5 minute drive down the road or a 20 minute walk. So I could just choose to walk to work and back, and that could make a significant difference.
That would be perfect. That would not only make you feel better, it would save you money, and it would be good for the environment too, because you'd be on foot instead of in the car. And I do that with my staff. Many times that we will go for a walking meeting instead of sitting in an office. And walking meetings are much more productive than just sitting down across a table from somebody. So you go for a walk through the park, be it 20 minutes or an hour, good conversation, lots of creativity, and our staff are really, after some initial scepticism, really getting on board with walking meetings.
Oh, very cool. So, Rich, what are some? Where can we find more information, I guess, and get some other ideas about how we can work with nature?
The best place to go would be to workwithnature.org.au, register online. The registration is free, takes just a minute or so. Go in there, put in your location where you'll be working with nature. We'd love you to take a selfie and share that on social media. And Work with Nature Week kicks off from April 18 and runs till April 24.
Rich Gilmore, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Laura.